This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for Making Yourself at Home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Good morning, Taranaki, and welcome to Making Yourself at Home. We are here at the studio on Access Radio 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. And today it's me, Clara, from Spain, together with Maria from Venezuela. You already know Maria if you have been listening to our show for a little bit. She came as a guest a long time ago, and recently she has been a co-host with Alina and Brian and myself. So she has been a great supporter for the radio show, helping us co-host with guests. And today, Maria and I, we are going to have a little chat about a project that Maria is part of, and that we believe has a lot of value for the community, and perhaps some people even don't know it exists, and is the Spanish Book Club. Good morning, Maria. How are you today?
Good morning, Clara. Good morning to our audience today. Happy to join to this session and talk about this initiative, the Spanish Book Club. That was not my initiative, but I'm going to tell the story who created that book club. Yeah.
Awesome. So when did it start, and what is it, and who started it as well?
Okay. Let me start with a little bit of, I like the stories, the storytelling.
We and like stories tell a little here bit, too.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yeah. In 2016, it was about 6 months from when I came to New Zealand. I was living in Auckland, and I went to contact this organization called ALAC. This is this is an organization that helps Latin American community in. It should be all around New Zealand, but I think they are very focused on Auckland because they are in there, located in there. And I was to contacting them for some reason, I don't remember. And then those guys were talking to me, oh, welcome. And during the conversation, they mentioned, do you know we have a library, a book a Spanish book library next to us. I said, yeah. No, I didn't know that. Yeah, that is run by a lady called Mirtha, and you are happy to go there and check if you want any book. At that moment, I didn't pay too much attention to this because I was worried about something else.
You were busy with other stuff?
Yeah. Okay. But it was keeping my mind, oh, my gosh. Here in New Zealand, where the Spanish and Latin American community is so small, we have a library with Spanish book. And I was thinking, oh my God, yeah, well, it should be interesting to go there sometime. But I didn't. Okay? So it happened that after 6 years, 7 years, I moved to New Plymouth because of all reasons. And one of my Venezuelan friends, she introduced me to Mirtha, who was the lady who created this library together with some other people.
Did you remember at that time that it was Mirtha, the same one from the book club that you heard about 6 years ago? Or it didn't cross your mind at that time when you met her in person?
Yes, I did, because it's nothing that you can forget about. I mean, it was in my mind that there was a library in there, a Spanish book library, so books written in Spanish in there. And even I remember that when I was in Oakland, I mentioned to several people, but believe it or not, few people knew about it. But I mentioned, when my friend told me about that and said, okay, I haven't met that lady, but I remember that there is a library in there, and it was on my wish list to go there, but I didn't. She introduced me, Mirtha, and I think we have a brief talk and say, oh yeah, I know about your project, and I think it's great. Well, we have this little talk, and then I remember they mentioned about a Spanish book club that, again, at that time when I just came to New Plymouth, I was so busy to think about any Spanish book club.
Yeah, it makes sense if you just moved here and you didn't have your tribe, or it perhaps, I don't know if it was a new job or just getting used to where things, I guess you don't have space in your mind for something new, but then something changed.
Something changed. I quit that job that I had, and then I have another job will give me more spare time to do things out of the workspace. I was a CEO. People were talking, my friends, I got this community, and my friend was talking all the time about the book club inviting me to join it. And again, I said, okay, but the time is overlapping with my Zumba class. And I said, okay, I want to read in Spanish when I join the club, but this overlapping, how can I manage this overlapping? There are not many Zumba classes, so I said. But last year, one of my friends, Lila, she said, no, but join to the club. It's at 7, so you're still going to have time to go to the Zumba class, probably leave a little bit early or get to the club later, and then you can come to the club with this at 7 p.m. once a month.
Okay, that's good. No, yeah, because then you can do both.
Yeah, I managed to do both. And, you know, New Plymouth was so close that it was very easy to get from the Zumba class to where the book club is, which is Mirta's house now. Yeah. So I've been there for about, I don't think it's a year, but quite happy to join in there.
And how are the meetings? How do they work?
Okay, that's a very good question. We are about, I think, 20 or 30 people, but of course, nobody goes to all the meetings. As I said, it happened once a month, and it goes from 7 p.m. to probably 10:30.
Okay, Latin timetable.
I mean, you know, Latinos, we like to talk a lot. How it runs? Well, basically, it's supposed that everybody need to read something. Spanish could be a book, could be an article, could be a piece of writing on the internet that they can read. Okay, should be a book, but if people are busy, they still can come and share something that they probably find on the internet. Okay. And it happened in Spanish, okay? So people need to speak in Spanish. Okay? And we start by every person who is attending to that meeting gonna share the reading with the others without telling what is the reading about, but not telling the full story because otherwise people are not going to read it.
Okay, like a little teaser so that people know what it is about. But if they are willing to read it, they will not know what is going to happen, no?
Exactly.
Keep it a surprise.
Keep it people interested in that book or piece of reading. We go around, So everybody have a time to to speak. And depends on the number of people. It could be like a 5 minute each person to, if there are a few people in that meeting, could be 10 minutes, okay?
But yeah, because yeah. Some people, especially, I guess, from our cultures, we tend to talk a lot.
Yeah.
I am not saying this in a bad way, but I guess it's part of what we enjoy. We enjoy being open and communicative.
Yeah, we try to allow everybody to have time to talk about the reading. So, close related to this book club is the library. Remember that I talked to you about the library, which is located in Oakland? If you are familiar with Oakland, it's in the Onehunga suburb in there, okay? There are about, well, Mirta said there are about 5,000 to 7,000 books written in Spanish.
Wow.
In there.
And how many do they have here in New Plymouth Library, if you know, more or less?
No, in here in New Plymouth, we don't have a library.
Okay.
It's one library in Oakland. And I'm going to, library is called Letras Latinas.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Letras Latinas.
Letras means words, and Latinas means Latin.
Yeah.
So for people that don't understand Spanish.
How it works? Well, they have a full catalog of all the books in the library, and people can ask if they can check the catalog and say, well, I want to read this book, okay? For example, from Gabriel Garcia Marquez, which is a Colombian writer. And I want that book. They contact Mirtha, and she can organize that the book will be delivered to New Plymouth, for example. Okay.
And is the catalog like a website or a list? Or it sounds like a lot of work for Mirtha, no? If there's like lots of people ordering books and it's done manually, how does it go?
Very good question. It used to be manual until 2 months ago, that we now have a digital. We are now digital, okay?
Oh.
And we have a digital catalog. I can share the link with
that would be amazing.
With you, so you can put it on our Facebook, okay? And now is easier because people just can go to this website and see all the books that are available and organize this delivery through this website. Okay.
Ah, that's very good. And I want to be part of it because I do miss reading in Spanish. And what I am interested, like, how different from other book clubs this one is, because normally, I don't know if you have this, if you have noticed it, but when I have been part of a book club or heard about it, normally people read the same book at the same time and then they talk about it. But this feels like a different type of book club, which is more about sharing what you are reading at that point in time, and perhaps that can be useful for other people so that they can decide what they are gonna read next. Has it worked like that for you in a way that how do you decide what's the next book that you are gonna read?
Okay, that's also a good question. Okay, everybody can decide which book they wanna read, okay? And on any topic, I mean, from cuisine to novels to whatever they want to read. And as I mentioned before, there is a little bit of freedom as well about that. You can just read a small piece of writing that you find on the internet, or you actually want to read the full book, or you haven't finished the book. But that by the time we have the meeting, then you save it for later. So, yeah, everybody's going to share something different during the meeting. Before I joined it, people needed to read about one topic. But now we have decided that it's better if people can read about any topic. Okay?
So that there's more diversity at the same time and like more freedom for people to choose whatever they are willing to read at the time.
And more flexibility for people, because probably you don't want to read about, as I said, a cuisine, and then you want to read something else, and they give you more freedom and more flexibility. And I think it's also good for, in general, for us, because as I said, they are sharing what they read, and you can say, oh, I may want to read this book as well. It sounds interesting to me. But, coming back to the library, is in the digital format now, there is a membership that people who would like to join need to pay. It's $25 once in your life.
I was going to ask every year. So
No, once in your life.
That's really good.
And include your family members. Let's say you have four in
the whole family
household. Yeah, then the whole family can share membership for only $25. Yeah,
it's an amazing deal. And in the library, other books for kids?
Yeah, I think I heard that about 1,000 books for kids.
That's also a significant amount.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's about that, yeah.
Yeah,
which... I may be wrong, but there are a lot of books for kids as well. So for the audience, if you are interested in your kids reading Spanish, or you want to share Spanish reading with your kids, feel free to visit the catalog, the digital library. Check what is available for your kids in there.
And how do you join? How do you become a member?
On the website.
On the website.
You can register in there. And follow the instructions in there.
That's so cool. Yes. Share with me the link, and then we can put it in the social media from the radio show. And I am sure, like many people from South America or Spain, or even people that just want to practice another language, which might not be their native language, but they want to read in Spanish, they will benefit from it a lot. And I guess kids that perhaps have Latin parents but are growing up here, so that they can keep up with their Spanish. And I am curious, now that we have been talking about books and library, what are you reading right now, if you don't mind sharing?
I read a book from Gabriel García Márquez. Gabriel García Márquez, he was a Colombian writer. He won the Nobel Prize for a book called Cien Años de Soledad that has been now... It's actually a movie. I think it's available on Netflix. He passed away, but he's a great writer. He was a great writer, and I read in a book from him, but it's a collection of a small pieces of writing in there, and it's about short stories, 12 of them in a book, and I'm reading that again. I really enjoy, I always enjoy his books, but this one, because they are short stories, is also nice, and for people who like to start to reading this author, this book could be a good option.
What's the name of the series?
I think 12 short stories. I forgot the name.
And is there a common theme for all the short stories, or are the theme is very different from one story to another?
The kind of writing of Gabriel García Márquez writing is magic realistic magic is like you are talking about a topic which is a real topic, a real issue that happened in particular in Colombia and in other countries in South America, but then you add like a magic, okay? For example, in that book, Cien Años de Soledad, there was raining without stopping for 4 years. So it bring the issue of raining, but also bring the issue of that, I mean, exaggerate that.
Yeah, like a fantasy.
The fantasy.
Will we call it like adding like a fantasy to reality?
Yeah, so that is a nice thing about that piece of writing, or all the pieces he is this, that is half something is true, but also kind of exaggeration to keep the audience or the reader engaged into that piece of content. Yeah.
Nice. And normally, do you have a favorite type of book that you like? Or do you like reading all sorts of different things?
I kind of like novels I also like this kind of Gabriel Garcia Marquez reading. I read also a book, it was more about crime, a detective kind of investigation kind of book also. Enjoy that kind of books.
Yeah, I do like novels as well more these days. It feels for me that it's a way of just going into a different world and immersing yourself in a different world for a while and then coming back to reality and your day-to-day life. The one I read recently is it's the sisters ones. I don't know if you have heard about it. There's like 7 books, one talking about a different sister, and the last one is about the their father, which adopted all of them. Very, very recommended, because really you have 8 books. So okay. The only thing is that I read them, some of them, super, super quickly. After finishing those, I haven't read another one in Spanish since then. But I guess now that will be solved with the Letras Latinas library. So I'm really excited to have a look at the catalog and read in Spanish. Do you also read in English?
Yeah, I do. For 2 reasons. One, because of work. And the other, because I really enjoy reading in English.
So also for pleasure, no?
Yeah, for pleasure, yeah, for entertainment. I don't know, I like reading in English, in Spanish, of course, as well. But yeah, I start reading in English. Not a technical book, but I'm talking about these novels. Long ago, because, of course, I needed to meet my English requirement to study in Australia. And I said, okay, I need to start reading in English. And I started reading this author called Diane Steele. And they are novels, and she's a bestseller novel. And she have a lot of books. And I found that they were easy to follow that reading, getting more vocabulary as I was reading, and also it's engaging. I don't know how she can be engaging when the stories are more of the same, but you read a book and then you get engaged into the book, and then you need another one that you see, okay, I almost know what is going to happen, but you still want to finish and read that book.
Oh, that's nice. Is there... like, how does it feel for you reading in English versus reading in Spanish? And is there, like, for example, a time of the day that you prefer to read in Spanish, or a day of the week, like the weekends, you are more called to read in Spanish, or is just randomly?
I always read before bed. I mean, I read, so during the night.
Okay, before going to sleep, no?
Yeah, just something to have before going to sleep is always that I reading. I don't remember reading during the day, except if, for example, I'm traveling, and then, of course, during the travel, I will read.
So, for example, tonight, before going to bed, you will just choose, like, either Spanish or English, whatever you are called to randomly on the day?
Oh, that is a good thing, because I just finished my book and I don't have anything else to read.
You
and
have finished the Spanish one or the English?
The Spanish one. So I need to go to the
library.
No, not to the Spanish, because I want to read Diane Steele, the English author, to share that with my book club people, because I want to talk a little bit about her, and then I need to go to the library to get one book. And it's something that I want to mention. Myth, I have a lot of books in here in New Plymouth. Yeah.
Ah, as well.
So people which are part of the book club just can ask her, and she have a lot in here that people can take it straight away.
Okay. So perhaps the book that you want, or perhaps if you are like open to any book, perhaps it will not need to be shipped here.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Or if somebody have to finish one book, and from that conversation during the meeting, you find, okay, I want to read that book. Uh-huh. And they just swap the book or take the book, that book. Yeah.
And also, yes, something that just came to my mind, because I was going to ask you if you know of this type of Spanish book club, if it's happening in other cities in New Zealand. And then I remembered that very recently there was an event, because I know Clarissa was talking about it as well. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened in that event and if there's other groups that meet in other cities in New Zealand?
Yeah, there are more book clubs. One is in Auckland, of course, because this initiative started in Auckland. And there is a book club in there. And they meet online, because, you know, Auckland is big and people are in different servers, so they decide to meet online. There is so one in Auckland, one in Wellington as well, one in Napier, and us in here in New Plymouth. So four book clubs, but it's anybody from the audience want to open a book club somewhere else in some other cities, yeah, contact Mirtha, and she I think she would be more than happy to have another book club. And about events, yeah, it happened in March thing, and it was gathering all these people from all of these clubs came to New Plymouth, and we have a wonderful 2-day event where each of the club have the opportunity to share something with the others. And there were two guest speakers from Wellington and Palmerston North. We have a 1 hour, they talk for 1 hour, and it was great. This
what did they talk about?
What was one was talking about art, because he worked in Massey University, okay, and the other one was about his writing. Okay, he's from Massey University, I think, and he's running a department, Spanish department in there.
The university. Nice.
Yeah, they are both lectures at the university level.
Mm. Yeah. Is this going to be an annual event, or how often do you think it will happen?
I think I'm not sure if we're going to be annual to every 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. It takes time and resources to get this organized. Even we were about 40 people, we still needed to find a venue, organize food for those people, and those people will need to travel from one city to another. So, yeah, let's see if they can happen next year or in 2 years' time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, those type of events, even if it's 40 people, which might sound not a huge number, but it is. It's a significant number, and I guess there was a lot of effort and energy behind putting that event together.
Definitely, yeah. But it was good. It was was good. We have even managed to have a dinner. Most of the people who went to the event went to the dinner at Soul Restaurant and enjoying food and some music as well.
I was going to ask about the dancing. And I am also curious because, sometimes when people are very passionate about reading, sometimes I have observed that sometimes they do write as well. So I am curious, do you write?
I do.
Okay.
yeah, I do.
What type of writing do you practice?
Several types of writing, of course, technical, because it's part of my job. Because I was a lecturer for a long time, I also did some research and published some articles, some proceedings, journals. And now I'm kind of blogging. For people who are familiar with blogging, I put my articles on Medium. And this article could be about technology, and now more moving to education, because it's what I'm doing now. I also wrote for a magazine that is a good one. It's called Latidos Magazine. It's a magazine written
in Spanish.
Yeah, written in Spanish. Unfortunately, now has been paused, but
it's
still
a digital,
available.
Digital or
is it digital? Is it just digital? It's changed the editor, and now it's kind of paused, but still available online. It's called Latidos Magazine, and I wrote articles in Spanish in there in education, technology, providing feedback, not feedback, but recommendation people about something in that area, for example, in education, or I'm familiar with the tertiary education, so I have a couple of writings in there talking about understanding the tertiary education system in New Zealand. Okay. And the other part of writing are more like I don't know what gender this could be. It's more like telling stories. Mm-hmm. So on that event, I share a story or a writing that I wrote for my mother when she passed away. I wrote this when I was in Auckland as part of an initiative called New Beginners. New Beginners were running by a writer. And it was kind of workshop for migrants. And they called New Beginners because of that. And this workshop ran for about 6 weeks. Okay, and at the end, everybody wrote a piece of article. And they was published in a book called New Beginnings.
So all the different articles were put together into a book.
Yeah.
That feels very special.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course the book was published, and then during the event, the book club event, I had the opportunity to read my piece of writing.
Is this blogging that you are writing now? Is it publicly available?
My blog, available. Yeah.
Then we can, if you want, we can also share with our audience. Yeah. And do you write in English, in Spanish, or both?
Mostly in English, because of course the audience is bigger than that. But I'm moving to the next stage where I want to write in English, but also in Spanish as well for people who want to read me in Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah. I guess if you are writing in English and everyone that lives here will be able to read. And yeah, if you write in Spanish, it will only be our Latin community. Yeah.
I will share that my Medium blog and also the Latidos magazine for people who want to have a look. We hope we can have this magazine running again in the next few months.
Okay, wonderful. So this was a really interesting chat. I learned a lot about the library. I am going to sign today because I do want to start reading in Spanish again, and I hope I can join the next meeting for the book club. So we will share with our listeners the link to the library, and then everyone can check it out and see if there's something that they want to be part of. And thank you, Maria, for sharing all about this book club. Is there anything else you would like to share before we say goodbye for today?
Oh, no, thank you very much, Clara. And as I said to the audience, if you want to join us, well, we're going to provide all the information in the Facebook page. And well, thank you very much for that conversation.
Awesome. Yeah, it was lovely. So yeah, have a wonderful day, everyone. And see you here at 11 a.m. next Monday on Making Yourself at Home.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.